The left are evil people. They are evil, evil, evil. And they're trying to blame this on the Great White Hope and on white people. Check out our Right Wing Watch and Newsweek publications. They published articles about me and the show last week, where I said that Christians and white people are treated worse than the Muslims. And it's true. We all know it's true. I got proof. And what I said was Muslims treated better than Christians and white people. So Right Wing Watch and Newsweek wrote about it. Right Wing, and they said Right Wing radio host warned angry whites may copy New Zealand attack. And I'm telling white people to speak up so they don't have to go that route. Because when you don't have anger and speak up, good will win over evil. It's the truth. All right? So drop the anger and speak up and vote and get these people out your way. What I want you to know is that if you don't overcome that anger, the New Zealand-style mosque attack could happen here because Muslims are treated better than the Christian and the whites and white people, all right? So you got to get over this, folks. It's time to speak up. White people hate it, and Christians are hated. And if you notice, the liberal media is always quick to blame and condemn white men when a tragedy occur, but never seems to shed light on the horrors committed by Muslim on Christians every day around the world. They don't talk about it. They don't report on it. This is from Breitbart. Nigerian Muslim militants kills 120 Christians in 3 weeks. That's from Breitbart. Nigerian Muslim militants kills 120 Christians in 3 weeks. Have you heard about this? No. But if Christian has done this to Muslims, that's all we'll be talking about. And they want to string up the Christians, hang them up. An Islamic terrorist group that has become a bigger threat to Nigerian Christians than Boko Haram killed 52 people last Monday and left dozens more wounded. I don't see Big Mama Michelle with a sign saying, bring our girls home. She's not saying, bring the Christians home. Big Mama Michelle is not saying, protect the Christian. Where is Big Mama when you need her? All phony, folks. All phony. Christians and white people are hated. When Obama was in the White House to follow Messiah, he didn't want you to call it a terrorist attack, remember? And whenever the Muslim did things, Obama was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Don't call it terrorist. But when the Christians did something, or white people did something, oh, this is hatred. This is whatever he called it. He went against the Christians and the Jews. The Fulani jihadists attacked 3 Nigerian villages, destroying 143 homes and murdering over 50 Christians, Christian men. Murdering over 50 Christian men, women, and children. This incident followed an attack the day before in another Nigerian village where 17 Christians were killed and dozens of homes were burned. In the first week of March, 32 Christians were murdered by the Fulani. And in late February, another 38 Christians were killed by the Muslim jihadists. Isn't that something? Have you heard? This is beyond attack happening to the Christians. No big deal. Oh, they're just killing the Christians. They're just killing the white people. No problem. And by the way, Nigeria has the biggest population of Christians in all of Africa. Mommy Africa! And it also has the best economy in Africa. So if you notice, it's in Africa, but because it's Christian, it has the biggest economy in Africa. Christian and economy go hand in hand. Not with Muslim, though. Not with Islam. Not with Allahu Akbar. It ain't happening. So tell me where I'm wrong when I say that Muslims are protected more than Christians and white men, white people, period, especially white men. Where am I wrong? This is genocide upon the Christians and white people. And I'm warning you to stand up before you get angry, because you don't want to come out fighting in the wrong way. That's what they want. And there's a battle going on between good and evil. Evil people try to win with hatred, accusing you, lying on you, trying to take your jobs, trying to destroy you. Good people win the battle by speaking up, and you see how to overcome it and deal with it properly. That's how you, and you will beat evil with good. There was another mass shooting of Christians that was largely ignored by the liberal media. This time it was by Muslims against Christians in Egypt. Have you heard about this? No, nothing about the Christians. Kill the Christians, don't matter. It doesn't matter. But if it's Muslim, oh my God, white supremacy, white nationalists, as though there's something wrong with being a nationalist. I'm a nationalist. I'm black. I love my country. My country is first. This is from Euro News. 5 months ago, so-called Islamic State says they shot dead 7 Christians in Egypt. Watch this.
Funerals have been held for 6 members of the same family who were shot dead on Friday after attending a Coptic Christian service in Egypt. In all, 7 people were killed and 18 injured, some of them children. Many of the mourners blame security lapses for repeated deadly attacks on their Christian community by Islamic extremists.
Isn't that something? Where's the outcry for that, for the Christians? They would kill Christians at church. Oh, there's this big outcry for Muslim in New Zealand. But nothing. You can hear cricket sounds when it happened to the Christians or white people. Don't y'all see what's going on? And if you see, don't get angry. Stand up and speak up. With perfect love, you can overcome all things. I know if you don't have it, you don't quite understand it. Look at the president. He's winning because he's operating with perfect love. They also call me the article from Right Wing Watch, at least for sure, Newsweek. They call me a Trump supporter. They're right about that one. They got at least one thing right. The terrorist group call Christians their favorite prey.
So-called Islamic State said their gunmen opened fire on 2 buses taking the victims home from the ancient St. Samuel Monastery. In the past, the group has called Christians their favorite prey. The government say they launched a crackdown on the extremists in February. But the attacks have continued in recent years, and Egypt's Coptic Christian minority say they are living in fear.
Isn't that amazing? No love for the Christians, no love for the whites. Oh, but they love the Muslims. They're lying. They don't love the Muslims either. The Muslims don't love the Muslims. Anyone with anger don't love nobody or anyone. It's all a game. It's all a sham. My other question is, why, when you're bringing all of these foreigners into our country, what do you expect that they will bring with them? They're going to bring their culture, which is crime, drugs, looking for free stuff. Whatever their problems are, they're going to bring that to our, and they are bringing it to our country and taking it out on us. Crime is going up. Drug dealing is going up. The hatred of white people going up. These people don't love America. What do you expect them to do when they get here? These are the same people that come out of asshole country. They're bringing their asshole ideas here, their culture here, and they're changing this country from within. And then they're making Americans afraid to speak up about it. Just sit back and let it happen. Oh, they kill your son today? Oh, that's something else. My prayers are with you. But if a white person did something, all hell break loose.